This is a follow-up visit for Mr. Ronald Milton, RONELLEMILTON. Date of birth is 10/5/1985. Date of accident 8/24/2022. Date of service is 9/3/2022. The patient presents for a follow-up visit today. He reports that he has had an extensive surgery consisting of cervical and thoracic spine fusion and lower spine fusion, lumbar spine. He currently has severe pain in the right side of the spine, and it involves the thoracic spine from T2 to T10 with a spasm of the underlying trapezius muscle and paraspinal muscles. The pain level according to him is 9. He also has pain in the left knee, which is around 2 or 3, as well as pain in the left side of the neck, which is 2 or 3, and left shoulder, which is 2 or 3. Patient injured from gunshots that were hit into his spine, into the cervical spine, thoracic spine, lumbar spine, into his face, and it required extensive surgery. The ADLs are affected 9, and patient reports only 10% relief in overall pain. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for the system review, and for the additional history and substance abuse, and also compliance history. The physical examination reveals blood pressure of 159/85, pulse of 86, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will come from the previous visit, which is the previous visit has not been dictated. I'll take care of it as soon as possible. The date of new visit was on 9/7, and then there was a follow-up visit on 9/14. So, it'll be in a bind. At this time, the patient is advised to continue the physical therapy for the neck, mid-back, and lower back 2 times per week with massage. And patient is advised to stay off work, and hospital replacement has been ordered. Pain medication, Norco, has been provided 10/3/25/12 hours, 60 tablets for pain relief. His maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and other than that, patient is provided with naproxen, Alavil, and otherwise stable. Thank you. He'll be seen in 30 days' time. And his MRIs have been reviewed, which shows multiple issues in his thoracic, cervical, and lumbar. A lot of osteophytes in the areas causing the pain syndrome. And he has been informed about his options. A spinal cord stimulation device is being discussed with the patient. He has seen the spine surgeon prior to coming here in July. He was recommended this procedure, and he's being advised to come and see them. Thank you.